From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio.
ESPN 1000.
The home of the White Sox.
WMVP Chicago.
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office. Just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Reading the Twitter mentions and some of the reaction. You can also react live in real time to what we're saying on the show, to the news that we're getting on this radio show. Matt Nagy saying that Justin Fields has no chance to win the starting job in training camp. Andy Dalton will start against the Rams. We're getting that news on June 15th. Still several weeks before training camp even starts. Several more weeks until, you know, the preseason starts. And then several more weeks until the regular season starts. I have zero problem with the Bears taking it slow with Justin Fields. I want Justin Fields to be a star. The only reason we as Bears fans have hope today that we did not have in March is because Justin Fields is on the roster. Is because we believe now we actually have a quarterback who could be a franchise star, a guy who could go to Pro Bowls, a guy who could win because of. So I want him to be that guy, and whatever roadmap leads you to making him that guy is all that I care about. That's it. So there are many reasons, again, that I could rationalize saying, good on you. His long-term progress is most important. I'm just surprised they're not giving him a shot, as small of a chance as it may be, and that they're ruling it out to win a job in camp.
Does it confirm the thought that job security isn't really an issue up there?
That this is like sort of their wild card that they could say, look, we haven't played our best card yet. Wow. That no matter how we do, we got this guy, but we're taking it slow. You don't want to get rid of us now because we're 11 games into the progress and we've nursed him along this way. And you don't want him to learn a new offense under a new coach in year two after he spent time just sitting on the sidelines. Could.
Yeah. I mean, look, their perspective is this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I never thought that anybody was on a hot seat. I've had other people that I really respect tell me I'm crazy. But I'm standing by my thought that I don't think anyone's on a hot seat. Look, this is a philosophical decision for everyone saying they don't have a plan. No, they have a plan. You may disagree with the plan, but they have a plan. Their plan is we're going to bring Justin Fields along slow. This isn't going to be an open competition with regard to who's going to get the start on opening day against or opening night against the Los Angeles Rams. I have a confident feeling that this will take care of itself at some point. But I understand, look, the NFL in 2021 is different than the NFL in, you know, 2001. Guys play now. Quarterbacks play. We've seen it in the past. They've chosen a different path. Not going to get all worked up about it. I am a little bit surprised in some ways, and in some ways I'm not.
Here's the audio in case you missed it. If you're just getting into your car, there's also good stuff from the baseball front on cheating, the crackdown of cheating, and Tyler Glasnow. Waddle was way on board on this in Crosstalk Unhinged before the show today, and Waddle is going to be a prophet when it comes to this. Glasnow, I guess, was blaming the injury on new grips because he wasn't allowed to use sticky stuff. We'll play that for you in a little bit.
Yeah, I defer to Jesse Rogers, who's the first one who brought it up to me.
But here's the Bear stuff. I took a few. It was win-win because A, we got news, and B, you got less of me on the show for about 20 minutes as I went into
that was
the
total win. Yeah.
And I was like an old man, by the way, using a phone for the first time.
Is this
time,
hang on? I'm talking to Mr. Mark Silver, and I'd like to ask a question.
I got to be really loud, Matt. It's just to make sure that you can hear me here. Take a listen.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for thank you for taking my question. Hope the family's well. I've got a follow-up question for you after this as well. Been wanting to know, did anyone in the organization ever promise Andy Dalton that he would be the starting quarterback on opening day of the regular season?
No, Mark. I'd say promises are, as we all know, promises can get pretty crazy. But what we told Andy is that he's our starter, and he knows that. And that's what Justin knows. That's what Nick knows. You know, the rest of our coaches. And we tell these guys, knowing that, there's got to be a start, right? So that's where we're at. And now they go ahead and all three of them are going to be the best quarterback they can be. And then that gets the into that plan, that this plan that we keep talking about. And it takes a little bit of time. But to answer your first question, there was no promises, but we told him, and I specifically told him, you're our starter, you know, so that's that. And now when you're in Andy's role, when you're in Justin's role, when you're in Nick's role, they know their roles. And now it's their job to be able to be the best quarterback they can be. But I'll just be very clear. That being said, does that mean that these guys aren't competing? Absolutely not. They're competing. Like, they want to be the best. And so, and they wouldn't want their, they wouldn't want each other to not be any different. So, or to be any different. So, you know, that's the answer to that.
And based on that, we played your answer from Chris Collinsworth's podcast today, where you said that Andy Dalton is the starter. So we wanted clarification whether or not that means that Justin Fields cannot win the job.
Whether it's clarification that he can't win it, yes, correct. Andy Dalton is our starter. And when we go through this process, there, like I said today, just calling a play in the huddle, and that gets to the instant gratification part that we all want, right? I understand that. Andy understands that. Justin understands it. Nick understands it. Our coaches understand that we all get excited about Justin Fields. You know, we'd all be lying if we said something different. But that said, we're excited about Andy Dalton too. And we know that if we stick to this plan that we have, that everything's going to be just fine. And that's where like these type of questions or being able to explain as we go, because let's face it, when you go through OTAs, when you go through training camp, you go through preseason, the only goal that we have is to put the best quarterback out there. And Andy Dalton is our starter. Justin's our number two and Nick's our number three. And we're going to play that out and make sure that they're all competing, you know, and that's as simple as that.
There you go.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And I think I'm glad of two things. I think you made news. I think it was two great questions. And I think he answered them. And very infrequently in the last several years, if I've come away from a press conference or a question asked by a member of the media where I said, well, I feel like Matt really gave me a firm answer on that. And I feel really strongly about it. There's no gray area here.
Right.
There has been gray area everywhere.
That's all we're saying. Whether the reporters who are on the beat daily think it's just a reiteration, that's been gray to us. It's been gray to the fan base. And today the fan base got clarification whether you like it or not.
JD, Mark Silverman, man of the people.
JD said today, success. He tweeted out, success. Sylvie conducts a mini radio interview on Zoom, wishes Matt Nagy's family well, references audio played on the show. Brian in Buffalo Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Bri?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you today?
Good.
Good. Hey, so I just want to put my two cents worth in. I think that's the best move is for the Bears to bring him along slowly and surely, just to have him be the starting quarterback for the long haul for the Chicago Bears. Andy Dalton is an upgrade to both Nick Foles and Mitchell Trubisky. He had more Pro Bowls than any of those guys. And nobody's tripping over each other to get Marvin Lewis to be a next head coach. So with that said, I think Andy Dalton has the tools to do what he's supposed to do this year for the $10 million that he got for the year that he's going to be the starter. He's going to bring along Justin Fields and get him to be the starter next year. And I think it's a great move that the Bears are doing. They're just bringing them along slow.
All right, Brian. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Tom in Toledo. Tommy, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I've been a Bears fan my whole life, and I'm old. I'll be 68 this October.
You're not old.
You're young,
yeah,
Tom. You're still a young man.
Oh, okay, guys. Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I know how I feel every morning.
Me
but
too.
Anyway, you know, how can Nagy honestly say these guys are going to compete and they're going to do the best they can? There's only one reason. Let me ask you this. If the defensive players go to Desai and they go, hey, this guy is the best player on the field, and the offensive guy goes, hey, this is the best guy on the field, and he's not starting, I want to know who's going to march up to Virginia's office or her house and say, sorry, Virginia, the best guy's not going to start? I got news for you. Are you kidding me? Really?
And Tom, look, some other guys may say to you, well, there's a very small chance of that happening, but at least you allow that small chance to happen.
Listen, they
and not make any clarification today.
They have decided that the best thing for their team is to let everybody know where they stand and what their role is as the 2021 season kicks off. You may not agree with it. This is the plan they're going with. Like, they'll be judged accordingly as well, whether it was a good plan or it was a bad plan. And as I said, they're already letting you know that there's a long way to go for Justin because they're still worried about quarterback center exchanges. They're worried about calling plays in a huddle. You know, they're giving you their rationale for why they're doing what they're doing. Again, this may backfire on them or it may be the best path for Justin Fields. We don't know.
Let's go to Peter in Lombard. Pete, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Pete. Hey, how's everything?
Hey. I'm good. What about you, Waddle?
Good. I'm fine. Sylvia, you doing all right?
I'm good, too. Yeah.
Waddle, have you had anything to drink today? Are we good?
Not yet, but I will. I'm about to go on vacation in about 45 minutes. You can bet I'm going to get my money's worth.
That sounds good. Hey, Sylvia, I love you, man, but I think sometimes your fandom get in the way of you doing your job. Because I totally don't think there's nothing wrong. I think Justin Fields, this is the first time for me, at least as a Bears fan, that I think they're doing things right. I coach basketball. And I think as a player, you go out there, no matter what the coach tells you, you make the coach's job very difficult.
Right.
Even if he tells you, you're going to be the backup. Okay. What you do, you go out there and you perform. Make his job really tough. Whereas he got to change his mind because of what the coach said today. That does not mean that it can't change down the line. He's just talking about for right now. No, he won't be the starter. Matter of fact, it won't even be a competition right now because Fields doesn't know enough, and not preseason or anything is going to help him learn how to get out of, you know, call a different. You know what? This team is in a different defense. Learn how to change plays. I just think if we just take our time, I know we got a new toy and we ready to put it to work right away. But let's not put this guy into a game and then 5 or 6 games later, now we want to pull him out.
I'm all for that. I'm with you on a lot of this, Peter. I'm just wondering, did Pete Carroll ever tell Russell Wilson, you have no shot to win the job in training camp his rookie year?
We're not worried about Pete Carroll. We're not worried about that.
Pete, I wish we could emulate the Seahawks and their winning and what they've been able to do going to 2 Super Bowls. I think you sort of model your teams after some of the good
every
franchises.
Every situation is different.
I get it. I get that every situation.
By the way, I think you did your job exceptionally well today. I think you asked a very direct question and you elicited a very direct response.
Hey, coach.
I don't think your fandom got in your way.
Is this thing on?
I think you're professional.
Coach, what do you guys think of this? Which one's better?
I think your professionalism was on full display today.
Hardly.
Wait, which is better?
Hey, girl.
Or?
Hey, coach.
First.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Hey, coach.
I would have been hung up on.
First one.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. I like the first one better.
Hey, girl.
It depends on who you're addressing, obviously.
But hey, coach.
Like, just the pure same? Sound of the other one. I don't want to hear Sylvie say, hey, coach.
No, that
I want to hear
coach.
Sylvie go, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
In a creepy fashion.
That is the mullet of Sylvie.
Yes.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Hey, girl.
That's good
hey,
coach. Call.
Hey, coach.
Hey, girl.
I was mad at myself that I called him coach instead of Matt.
Hey, coach.
Like, well, he's not my coach. Why am I calling him coach?
I always call coaches coach.
You call other doctors doctor, even
coaches
though they're
are
your
coaches.
Doctor.
You got to do the coach.
You do?
Yeah,
you
I'm a coach guy. I'm a coach guy, usually.
Waddle's got the best coach story ever.
I think the name is a little, you get a little too personal. Hey,
right.
Matt.
Really?
No, it's coach.
I always say Matt, too, because
hey,
I forget. I don't know why, but I forget his last name all the time.
You forget Matt Nagy's
I
last
do.
Name?
I don't know why. I
hey, coach.
Do. I do. I don't know why.
And you want to be my radio host.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy,
Nagy
isn't it?
Nagy all the time.
Yeah. I forget his last name all the time.
Wani used to forget your last name.
No, he never forgot it. No, he knew my name, for sure.
Cut his ass.
He didn't like my
it's
ability.
Timson.
Yeah.
Waddle is spelled Timson.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. If you want to react to the Bears news, that Justin Fields will not be given an opportunity to win the job at training camp. That's the headline for the day at the first day of Bears minicamp. Huge headline in Major League Baseball. And did this really happen? Did the starter, a really good starter for the Rays last night, get hurt because of Major League Baseball's crackdown on sticky stuff? We'll play you some really good audio coming up next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
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 Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, we got White Sox baseball coming up in an hour and 10 minutes. Len Casper will join us in 10 minutes from right now. Black and Abdallah at 6 o'clock. You can always listen to us and download that ESPN Chicago app. It's easy. Get all your on-demand pods, any news you may have missed, any fun interviews, all your favorite shows right there with the touch of a button, including Crosstalk Unhinged. Another great 30-minute, uncensored, commercial-free podcast drop today. And if you don't normally go to the app or go to ESPN1000.com because you listen to our shows live on your car radio, preset that number one button in your car radio to ESPN1000, then you're in the P1 Club. Then now you have a chance to go to the ESPN Chicago app for this exclusive content because you're like, hey, I don't need to download the pods. Well, now you do because there's good stuff with Yerk and Carm, Waddle and me, and we dropped another one today. The news of the last hour has been the Matt Nagy Zoom call. Asked a couple questions about whether or not Andy Dalton was promised the job. He said no, but he did tell Andy Dalton that he would be the starter. And I said, does that mean that Justin Fields will not be given an opportunity to be the starter in training camp? And Matt Nagy says, you are correct.
Which is kind of, if you kind of do the circle, you come all the way around, it is kind of a...
It's kind of a, like, yeah, for what of, reason yeah. would that be then?
It's kind of a promise. I mean, like, right now, Andy's the starter in training camp, isn't he?
Yep. They made the decision on whenever without letting it play. That's all I want. Play it out. Nothing wrong with that. Peter in Miami, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Pete.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
We're good.
Great. Good to hear. First of all, it's unfortunate it's not unhinged because I could really express my feelings right now, but I digress. Anyways, first of all, Tommy, you were right for months now saying that these people are on the hot seat. They're not on no hot seat. There is no hot seat. They know exactly what they're doing. It's a plan, which they don't have a plan, number one. And number two, this guy, Pace, he's seeing ghosts from the whole Trubisky thing. He's trying to mirror the past into the future, hoping that some of the same thing will happen. Telling this kid that you're not going to play, what does that do to his competitiveness as an athlete, as a football player, Tom?
Well, I mean, look, first of all, I disagree. I think there is a plan, and they enunciated it. They're going to start Andy Dalton, and Justin is going to, you know, not be a part of the plans in the opening game of the season. So I think there is a plan. We may dislike the plan or not agree with the plan. I don't think Justin Fields' competitive spirit is going to be diminished in any capacity. This may work out. It may not work out. I'm a bigger believer in open competition, but if they told you that this was an open competition, but, you know, in the backs of their minds or behind closed doors, they said to everyone, or they thought collectively as a staff, no, we're going to start Andy and he's going to get the majority of the reps. Like, would you feel better that they were lying to you? Like, at the very least, they're telling you the truth. You may not like their plan, but they're telling you.
You got wiggle room, though, for the unlikely but possible that Justin Fields is a stud all camp. In all preseason.
Well, they've decided that their plan, and it's probably based on experience that he had in Kansas City, that we're going to go with a more, you know, veteran guy, and we're going to let the young guy
sit and watch.
It's
what Cutler endorsed.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of guys that would probably, I don't think this is going to be 99% believe it's a bad thing and 1% think it's a good thing or vice versa.
Look, and again, this is going to be outcome bias. I mean, if he's good and they whatever route they take, if he's good, I'm like, okay, fine, you know, great.
Yeah, I got a feeling this thing's going to settle itself.
This reminds me of, I think it's going to play out like more like Lamar Jackson. I think when Lamar Jackson started game 8, halfway through the season. Yeah.
That happens with a lot of guys.
Yeah. George in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, George?
Hi, guys. I think you're right, Sylvie. The hardness of the schedule, the talent level, a 22-year-old who's got 4-5, the pressures he'll put on other defense, they're not going to be able to stay away from that for very long. Sure, let Andy Dalton start the first game. I'd give it maybe 3-4, max 5 games before they're going to need him based on how tough it is on their schedule.
All right, George.
Yeah, maybe. Look, they start the season in Los Angeles against a Rams defense that's going to be top five for sure. We'll see.
Kevin in the Loop.
Going to be starting a rookie left tackle, too.
Yeah.
Kevin, hey, Sylvie.
What's up, Kev?
I hope the family's well.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So I think that this is mainly a PR move for them. You know, it takes the pressure off of them because it says, hey, this is what we're doing. You can judge us how you want, but this is what we're going to tell you we're doing. There's what they're saying to us, and then there's what they're saying, you know, in the building to the camps of each quarterback. So things can be different, and they can always change their minds. So I don't see anything wrong with this approach. People can disagree, but, you know, we're arguing over nuances when I think it's good that they're taking a script and they're going to stick to it. And, hey, if this guy wows in training camp, then they can always change their mind and say that.
Maybe he starts in week. Maybe starts in week 2.
All right.
I mean,
who knows?
All right, TKF. Yeah. There's Kevin. Let's go to Mike in West Chicago. Mikey, you're on ESPN 1000.
How's it going, guys?
What's good up, Mike?
Not much. Still be strong, my man. So,
thank you. Appreciate it.
I got a little beef with this whole baseball sticky situation. Why does it feel like every time the pitchers are doing great and dominating the sport, they get the shaft? Examples, Gibson had that amazing year. It's lower the mound. Now these pitchers, DeGrom is lights out, and, oh, let's inspect, you know, the gloves, inspect this, blah, blah, blah. But when hitters are doing amazing, it's not, they don't shorten the bats. They don't, you know, do anything to kind of help the pitchers out.
Well, they took steroids out. They took steroids out of the game, yes.
Didn't they deaden the balls, too?
Yeah, but, I mean, I just feel like every single time the pitchers are doing great, they kind of like, something's going on. Let's see what we can do to help the batters out. That's just my opinion.
Mike, like think about it. In the NFL, every rule change that they make benefits offense. There's no, like, they protect the quarterback more. They allow for more points. In the NBA, true. Look at the way the league has become. It is as much more about offense. The people like offense. And when it becomes too hard to create offense and balls in play, they want to try and fix it. And one of the issues, not all of them, is because they are using this sticky situation to become too good with measuring RPMs on the baseball being thrown.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I just, like, to me, I'm a more defensive guy. I've always loved pitching. The art of pitching is amazing. Greg Maddux is one of my favorites. So it's kind of like, oh, come on, man. You know, I want to see these guys dominate. I like Nolan Ryan. I loved watching Mitch Williams, you know. So to me, I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in there and see what you guys thought.
Well, look, listen, I've told anybody that will listen. I'd rather watch a great pitching matchup than a 12-10 slugfest. Like, you give me 2 really talented pitchers and they go at it against each other, I love that. If each pitcher's using a bunch of goo, that kind of dilutes it for me.
It does dilute it. And when there's more strikeouts than runs scored, it's not just about the top pitchers like he was mentioning, Greg Maddux and everybody. It's about everybody being able to get everybody out. Yeah. So it's not just top pitchers. All right. Coming up next, Len Casper joins the show. Tyler Glasnow, really interesting stuff with his injury and the new rules. Is he blaming Major League Baseball cracking down on sticky stuff for causing this significant injury? We'll ask Len about that. Talk some White Sox with Len. It's coming up next. Want to tell you about your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. They are absolutely awesome. You know Len Casper, who's coming up next, drives a Toyota. So do I. So does Nick Madrigal. Javi does as well. And we're ready to get out. Let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape this summer. You want to slip away to Tranquil Lake? Why don't you love lake life? How about the sporty Camry? It will get you there in style. Enjoy a starlit view of serene skies with the elegant Venza's Stargasmic panoramic roof. Yes, I think that's right. Right off into a lush emerald forest in the RAV4. I love the Toyota RAV4. Leave the hustle and bustle of the city behind. That sounds so good. The perfect hideout is waiting to be discovered, and the Highlander is ready to take you there in its spacious cabin. Maybe you want to climb high above the crowds and chaos in the dynamic, bold CHR. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match. See you soon from Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today or check out Toyota.com and start planning your getaway today. Toyota, let's go places.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
I think I called it Stargasm, like you're looking at the stars and you get very excited. I think it's called Stargaze. There's Stargaze sunroof.
I think you created a new term. Yeah, I like this. I like the one you use better.
Look at this. We're out in the middle of nowhere. The stars are so bright. I'm having a Stargasm. Len Casper, who I'm sure
he
is very...
doesn't want to talk to you at this moment.
Yeah. Good luck with this, Sylvie.
He's like, how the hell did I ever get involved in this Waddle and Sylvie show? I love doing White Sox games on ESPN 1000. I love talking to Connor. I love talking to all the White Sox fans. But I got to do this thing with Waddle and Sylvie, and they're nuts.
Yeah.
Len Casper, brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. What's up, Len?
Yeah, how's the bear? How about those bears?
Yeah, how about those bears?
Those aren't pillows.
Yeah. How's your Toyota?
It's great.
Isn't it great?
It is great.
Fantastic.
It is great.
Do some stargazing one of these days.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm on it.
So what do you make of the crackdown, and what do you make of Tyler Glasnow saying that, hey, this could have caused his injury?
It's all pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
The one thing that I found kind of confusing is some people seem to indicate that the punishment isn't severe enough. I don't believe they can fine guys because this is not collectively bargained.
Right.
So that's not in the mix. But, 10 days and they can't replace you on the roster, that's where it really hurts, is you're letting your team down. So I would not look at it as a 10-day vacation. I'm guessing that guys who were doing it are now not doing it because they know they're going to get caught. And, reading some of the articles, it sounds like that was intentional, that it kind of got floated out there a couple of weeks before this announcement came down, because I think MLB wanted the publicity of this subject to get guys to kind of adhere to the new rules. On the Glasnow stuff, I think... he definitely believes it. I don't think he would say it otherwise. I believe he's the Rays player rep. So there may be some other things going on there as well. And I saw some quotes where he said there were 36 reps in the room, and the idea of sunscreen and rosin came up, and nobody had a problem with it, including the hitters. The issue, though, is if you ban certain substances and then allow some others, it puts umpires in a really bad spot.
Right.
Because how are you supposed to know,
right,
you know, when you go out to the mound. Well, is this a combination of dirt and rosin and sunscreen, or is this something more nefarious? So I think the easy way to do it is just to ban all of it. I wonder if this is going to happen to somebody else, and they're going to say the same thing, and if that affects it. I don't know the answer. I guess theoretically, though, you could see how if you're trying to squeeze the ball a little harder than you normally would, how that would create a lot of tension in your forearm and possibly create an injury.
Len, I always like you to play the role of commissioner, and that's because I respect your baseball opinion.
So and he's smarter than us.
And you're smarter than us. That goes without saying. I didn't have to say that. But if you were the commissioner, would you have done anything differently, or do you like the approach that he is and Major League Baseball is taking with regard to this topic?
My hunch tells me that doing this in the middle of the season it has already brought on some unintended consequences. And I would say if, in fact, what Glasnow says is correct, that all MLB is about is protecting pitchers, and the best pitcher on the best team in baseball is now claiming that this new rule immediately put him on the injured list, right? So I think in a vacuum, you probably ideally would want to do this when the season ends. So guys have 4 months of workouts and, you know, the idea of working on, you know, throwing baseballs without putting stuff on them probably would make the most sense to me.
Lance Lynn last night, Len, said it's June and no one gives a bleep. Whether or not this is a measuring stick series. But if you watch Lynn, you know it all matters to him. He's cursing people out, getting out of jams. He cares. It's awesome to watch him pitch. Where is it for you, in your mind, on seeing how the White Sox do in these series against Tampa and then Houston?
Well, it doesn't matter, but it is fun to talk about. I do think you end up, after the week is over, saying the White Sox went 4-3 or 5-2 or 2-5 or whatever the record is, and you're going to make some determinations based off that. But, you know, if you see the Rays in the postseason, you might not see Tyler Glasnow. You may see Luis Robert and Eloy Jimenez. Unfortunately, we won't see Nick Madrigal. That was determined earlier today when he had surgery. I go back to Sylvie, 2015. Was it 2015? The Cubs went 7-0 against the Mets in the regular season and then got swept?
Yes.
In the NLCS?
15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that tells you how much it matters.
Right.
Right.
Right. No, and I saw Chuck Arfine said, like, against Boston, the Sox were either 500 or sub-500, and they swept them. And the next series against Anaheim, they were below 500 in the regular season, and they beat them 4-1. So I'm totally in agreement with you. Here's what I want to know about some of these other guys. Rodon and Lynn, guys who look like they're great and that they just fit in perfectly. Would the White Sox ever approach them during the season here and say, you guys are free at the end of the year, we want to work out something long-term, or do they wait till the end of the season?
Great question. My hunch is, without speaking for anybody on either side, that the entire 100% focus is on winning a World Series in 2021. I think you can have those private conversations very quickly and kind of get to an understanding of, yes, we would listen, or no, we wouldn't, or talk to my agent. And then beyond that, I think it's all about this year. But that's an intriguing idea and question. I think there's the prevailing assumption, which, you know, you always worry about, right, outside looking in, is that, well, those guys won't be here next year, and Crochet and Kopech will take their spots in the rotation. Like, for me, you can never have enough good pitching. So I'm all about those two guys staying here, assuming they would want to, and assuming the White Sox would want to keep them beyond 2021. But the big picture right now is just win the World Series and worry about next year, probably after that.
Len, I don't want to put too much value on, you know, clubhouse experience or how a guy is, but how much do you think the young guys are taking from Lance Lynn on a day-in and day-out basis?
A lot. a lot. I think he leads by example. After the complete game shutout in the home opener, he said, well, you know, I kind of held court, you know, or held serve. Let's see what those guys do. And then Rodon, a week later, threw a no-hitter. So I think there's a healthy competition there. I think the lefty Keuchel, working with the young left-handers, and I think the righty Lynn, working with the young right-handers, and then the combination and just guys getting to know each other. DJ and I noticed the four starters who were not pitching. I think it was Lance's last start at home. They were all sitting together in the dugout and having a very animated conversation. Chemistry and friendships, all those things, it's kind of hard to really quantify how much it means. But I thought it was really cool that those guys were watching the game together and supporting their teammates. So from that standpoint, and having talked to Lance quite a bit, he has a lot of conversations with all the pitchers. And, he learned from Chris Carpenter and Adam Wainwright and John Lackey. And I think every World Series winning or World Series caliber team has a guy like Lance Lynn in that rotation.
You like the fit with Goodwin? Like, this is a guy who's been around the block, but I know it's very early. But he seems like just another guy who's going to pop in and fill a role nicely.
It's crazy. It's been plug and play, right?
Yeah.
It's Jake Lamb. It's Andrew Vaughn moving to the outfield. It's Brian Goodwin. It's Billy Hamilton. I mean, whoever they put out there, and regardless of what their season numbers look like overall, it's like you can pinpoint two or three games that guy almost single-handedly won for the White Sox. It's been remarkable, and I have to give the manager a lot of credit, guys. He told me when we were in Anaheim, he wanted to get everybody off the bench into the lineup early, and that's why your mean Mercedes became such a hot topic, because he went 5-for-5. Brian Goodwin shows up. He's starting again tonight. I think this will be his fourth consecutive start. He's riding the hot hand. Some managers won't do that. They have a plan that they look ahead a week or so, and they go, you know what, I didn't like this matchup, so you're out. Tony generally is like, nope, you had a good game last night, you're back in there. And it's really worked well for this team.
Let's get to the Toyota Let's Go Places question of the day. You were talking about Yermín. Do you think he's got this adjustment to the adjusted so far with pitching?
Not yet. It's been a real struggle for him. The one thing I marveled at with his approach early, two things. One was the two-strike approach, where he shortened up, got rid of the leg kick. That has continued, although we have noticed at times with two strikes, in certain spots, he still is thinking big. And my guess is there's a little bit of, I need to get it all back here with a long, 480-foot home run. But the one thing he's doing now that he wasn't doing early in the year, he's just swinging at everything. And he was accepting his walks early on when teams were trying to get him to chase. And right now, all he does is chase. And while he does make contact and he can foul pitches off, I don't know about the mechanical stuff as well as DJ does. And obviously Frank Menachino and Howie Clark working with Yermín. But just watching him sometimes, it's almost like he wants to get to two strikes so he can just start fouling off pitches, and then on pitch number 12, he finally misses a slider 2 feet out of the zone. That's not the Yermín we saw in the first month or so, and I'd like to see him get back to that a little bit.
Len, great stuff. Can't wait to listen on the drive home. Thank you, and we will talk next week.
Thanks, Len.
Sounds great, fellas.
Len Casper, you hear him every week on the Waddle and Sylvie Show, brought to you exclusively by our great friends and partners at your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. We go to the news of the day, and if you're on hold, we'll take your calls at 332-3776. I know Bleck and Abdallah are going to react to the news of the day coming out of Hallis Hall. They will take your calls. So if you still want to get in, 332-3776. The 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by great friends and partners at the Home Loan Expert. The VA loan is one of the best benefits of being in the military. Get the service you deserve and apply online today at HeroLoan.com.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
lot of good news today. Not if you want Justin Fields to try to win the job. He's obviously going to still show them what he can do. He's going to, you know, compete, as Matt Nagy said. But there was some clarification today on the Bears Zoom call after the first mandatory mini camp. And that's what we've been talking about here in the last hour and 20 minutes. If you're just getting into your car, I've wanted to know whether or not a job has been promised to by Matt Nagy or anyone in the organization to Andy Dalton. This is what happened today on the Bears Zoom.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for thank you for taking my question. Hope the family's well. I've got a follow-up question for you after this as well. Been wanting to know, did anyone in the organization ever promise Andy Dalton that he would be the starting quarterback on opening day of the regular season?
No, Mark. I'd say promises are, as we all know, promises can get pretty crazy. But what we told Andy is that he's our starter, and he knows that. And that's what Justin knows. That's what Nick knows. You know, the rest of our coaches. And we tell these guys, knowing that there's got to be a start, right? So that's where we're at. And now they go ahead, and all three of them are going to be the best quarterback they can be. And then that gets into that plan, that this plan that we keep talking about. And it takes a little bit of time. But to answer your first question, there was no promises, but we told him, and I specifically told him, you're our starter, you know, so that's that. And now when you're in Andy's role, when you're in Justin's role, when you're in Nick's role, they know their roles. And now it's their job to be able to be the best quarterback they can be. But I'll just be very clear. That being said, does that mean that these guys aren't competing? Absolutely not. They're competing. Like, they want to be the best. And so, and they wouldn't want each other to not be any different. So, or to be any different. So, you know, that's the answer to that.
And based on that, we played your answer from Chris Collinsworth's podcast today, where you said that Andy Dalton is the starter. So we wanted clarification whether or not that means that Justin Fields cannot win the job.
It's clarification that he can't win it. Yes, correct. Andy Dalton is our starter. And when we go through this process there, like I said today, just calling a play in the huddle. And that gets to the instant gratification part that we all want. Right. I understand that. Andy understands that. Justin understands it. Nick understands it. Our coaches understand that we all get excited about Justin Fields. You know, we'd all be lying if we said something different. But that said, we're excited about Andy Dalton too. And we know that if we stick to this plan that we have, that everything's going to be just fine. And that's where like these type of questions or being able to explain as we go, because let's face it, when you go through OTAs, when you go through training camp, you go through preseason, the only goal that we have is to put the best quarterback out there. And Andy Dalton is our starter. Justin's our number two, and Nick's our number three. And we're gonna play that out and make sure that they're all competing, you know, and that's as simple as that.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
No problem.
You wrapped up the interview like that. Yeah. I took over for a couple minutes there. And that was our discussion in the IDOT bullpen before the show about how the Zoom would go. We got some news out of it. It's going to be the discussion here going forward. 332-3776. And IDOT reminds you that driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com. A lot of construction out there.
Yeah, I know. I got to get in it right now. Remember, we are a city that is starved for quality quarterback play. We want our forever quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe they feel that's a lot of pressure to put on a kid, and that's part of the reason why they're not going to start him opening day. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. As long as he's my forever quarterback, I'm cool with
you. You're my forever Bears beat reporter.
Thank you. I got back to the roots today, Waddle. All right. Thank you to Len Casper for joining us today. JD was great to talk to as well. And Matt Nagy, sort of a guest on the show today. I mean, I was a guest on their Zoom. Abdallah with Black are going to be on next. So if you want to weigh in on the Bears conversation, anything on your mind, 332-3776. Thank you to them. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Tuesday night.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all, and to all a good night.